from the devil. Keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky. Woman break down and cry. I'm the baddest man alive. I'm the baddest man alive. I'll take no mess and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
I terrorize your hood, flashing max on the cop the way a gangster should. I snatch food from the mouth of a tiger, take a gasoline bath and I walk through fire. Bear hug a grizzly, suck milk from a titty, take the sergeant hat from his head and use it for a frisbee. Spit in the crocodile face, have a menage a trois with two female apes. Then sleep in the barrel of bush and knives. I drink honey, straight from the beehive. Bungee jumping off the Empire State, butt naked. Rollerblading across the Golden Gate, butt naked. With the baddest man alive and I don't plan to die. When the grim reaper come, I look her right in his eye. I bust up in the face of the witch of the east. Tell a great white shark to go and brush his teeth. Of the man who stole the golden fleece. And I date rape beauty right in front of the beast. The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. Come on, somebody.
I'm the baddest man alive. I take no meds and I take no drive. Sometimes I feel like I can't fly.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing today? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and it's time for another episode of Moving Forward. I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Tuesday morning, man. This is my new time for my show on Tuesday mornings. We have moved from Sundays to Tuesdays, so now Moving Forward is now live Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had a show of culture talk on Tuesdays, but that show's no longer on the network, so I had to move my time to fill the slot. So I'm going to make the best of it. I hope you guys enjoy your time with me now on Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings. And we will have more shows coming, and also, the young lady who used to be in that slot, wish her the best in her future endeavors, and maybe one day she'll be back on the Yarza family. But until then, you guys are stuck with me. Little old me. All right, give me a second to get situated, you guys. I'm trying to get used to my new time slot, so I'm trying to get everything in order and situated. So just bear with me. Hope you guys having a good Tuesday morning. Today is what? The first of the month, right? New month, I tell you, man. I never trip on winter. And the reason why I never trip on winter, because the first 3 months of the year goes by so fast. You know, today's March 1st. So I never trip on winter because the first 3 months always go by so fast. January, boom. February, boom. February, March. February, boom, March. Next thing you know, it's April, it's spring, it's warm. So I never make a big deal about winter. Okay, let's see what else. You guys, I know I probably sound distracted right now. I'm trying to get everything in the studio up and working properly. So bear with me. I have to have the atmosphere correct and proper. One more second. Hold on, you guys. Today's topic. As a matter of fact, let me take a quick break and I'll be right back with you guys.
It's not that I don't want you here, yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear, no. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away, palm trees, beach views, losing every day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you.
All right, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and I'm back. Sorry for the delay. I had some things I had to do to make sure to get everything up and working for today's show. Today's show, moving forward, your man, Dwayne Abernathy, Security Camera Ambassador. And today's show topic is knowing your self-worth. Know your self-worth. And what I mean by that is I'm going to get into the whole concept of once you know your self-worth, you set it and you stick to it. So that means no matter what goes on, no matter what people say about you, no matter what, they cannot change your self-worth, because this is what happens. A lot of us as people get caught up in worrying about what other people think about us, or get caught up into the whole thing of making everybody else happy, and we end up being miserable. And when you do that, your life will be in a whirlwind at all times. You ever met somebody, or have you ever had a point in your life you always feel like you caught up in the middle of some drama? Or no matter how hard you try to win, you always feel like you're losing? And a lot of the reasons why it's like that is because a lot of times most people do not know their self-worth. And so what they do is that people in their lives dictate what their value is. And I'm going to get into that today because I am strong on finding your self-worth and sticking to it. Sticking to it to the point where other people get upset that you're so sure about what your worth is. That's real. I stick to my self-worth to the point that I have people that get upset with me because I'm so sure about my self-worth is. And anybody out there who have experienced life, like you have really experienced life, then you will understand what I mean by knowing your self-worth and sticking to it. And you guys know that my show is very personal. I share my personal life and my personal journey with you guys. I've been doing it for years. You know, sometimes people say, Dwayne, you share too much with the audience at Yaiser Radio. But my whole thing is, what's the difference between, well, I'd rather share my life with you guys than talking about somebody else's life. You ever notice that most people build their media career on talking about other people's lives? They talk about other people's lives versus talk about your own life. Talk about what's going on in your life. You see what I'm saying? When you do that, then you don't have to worry about nobody trying to sue you for defamation. You don't have to worry about people saying that you slandering their name or whatever. You can't slander yourself. If that's the case, I'm going to sue myself because I slander myself all the time, right? And so, hold on. Why do I hear it? Why do I hear myself? Hold on. So what I'm going to do, I know I'm all over the place this morning. I'm about to play my first clip. And in this clip, it talks about knowing your self-worth. It's a 6-minute long clip.
A father said to his son, okay, here is a watch your grandfather gave him. It's almost 200 years old.
I play this clip, right? And this clip is very important because it's going to set off tonight, today's show. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and listening and moving forward here on YaiserRadio.com.
Story I think everyone should hear. Before he died, a father said to his son, here is a watch your grandfather gave him. It's almost 200 years old. Before I give it to you, go to the jewelry store in the city. Tell them that I want to sell it and see how much they offer me. The son went to the jewelry store, came back to his father and said, they offered $100 because it is so old. The father said, well, try the pawn shop. The son went to the pawn shop, came back to his father and said, the pawn shop offered only $20 because it has a scratch. The father asked his son to go to the museum and show them the watch. The son quietly questioned his father's judgment, but still willing to act on his father's last wishes, he went to the museum, and when he came back, he said to his father, the curator offered $375,000 for this rare piece to be included in their precious antique collection. The father responded, I wanted to show you that the right place will value you in the right way. Don't find yourself in the wrong place and get angry because you're not valued. Never stay in a place where someone doesn't see your value. You don't feel appreciated. If you don't know your value, you will always settle for far less than you deserve. People who don't know their value settle for far less than they are worth. In relationships or their friendships, when it comes to their profession or their job, they know they are worth more, but they settle for someone else's definition of their worth. That is the difference between most people and the few. That is the difference between people who love the life they have created for themselves and those who can't stand the life they are living. You have to know your worth. Most people will allow just about anyone to influence their perception of themselves. But people who love their life refuse to accept the opinions of small-minded people. They refuse to be put in a box. They will not be defined by anyone but themselves. They know their value is set by themselves, by their own thoughts about who they are, not someone else's opinion of what they are worth. Don't let them put a price on you. You set your own price. And don't go giving discounts to other people so you can fit in or be liked. People pleasers never end up happy in the end. Put yourself first. You must build your self-worth by the work you do every day. You build it by the way that you show up every single day, day in and day out. No excuses, no shortcuts, just a relentless dedication to be the best that you can be. If you have someone in your life that tries to diminish your abilities in any way, the time has come to move those people along. It's time to awaken that part of you that demands more from your life, because only you know what you are truly capable of. It's time to wake up and shock the world. Shock those who doubted you with a disturbing level of determination. Shock those who doubted you with a commitment to excellence that cannot be matched by those of weak heart. Shock those who doubted you with the actions you take today as you draw a line in the sand and commit to becoming the person no one thought you could be, because only you know what you are truly capable of. In this world, you only have to earn the respect of one person. That person is you. You determine the level you demand of yourself. It's time to demand more. It's time to prove once and for all who you are, who you will become, and what you will never settle for again. Raise your standards. Rise up to a higher level. And let no one question your integrity again. Day by day, brick by brick, you start now. You build the foundation through the self-work you put in every single day. Build yourself up by becoming an unbreakable force, an unstoppable machine, fueled by the results you get from the work you put in today and every day, from this day until your last day. No more will you settle for someone else's opinion of your value. Now you determine your value through your self-work, your self-education, your self-determination of your own destiny, the destiny that is in your hands. Your pride grows stronger every day from the work you put in. The time to change is now. When it comes to your own self-worth, there is no tomorrow. Know your worth and never, ever settle for anything less.
Boom. Know your self-worth. Man, I love that clip. I know that's a long clip, but I had to play that clip because that's how I live my life. Every day I get up. Every day I get up. Every day I get up, that's how I live my life. I live my life like that. But I haven't always been like that, you guys. So anybody out there who's listening to the radio show right now, YizerRadio.com, or watch me right now on Yizer TV, on the Yizer radio channel. You have to build to get to this point. And I'm going to explain to you guys, one, why I think like this and how I act like this now. And then two, what prompted today's show. Like I said, all my shows are prompted by my real life. Well, for starters, I learned this attitude of knowing my worth is when I decided to be an entrepreneur way back in the early 90s. When I got out the Navy in 1996, I decided that I can remember I just got home I came home to Indianapolis, just got the military, and my best friend picked me up. And I remember the story just like it was yesterday, way back in 96. Yes, I know my age. I'm showing my age. And we were sitting in this truck, and he says, "So what's your plan now, bro?" And I said to him, I would never work that hard again for a paycheck. From that point on, I started this journey of finding out what my worth was. What did I value my life as? What did I value my time as? As I noticed, there's one thing that we all get away is time, and we never get time back. So I had always been goal-driven, so I always, you know, was goal-oriented. I never really believed in wasting my time. But when I got out the Navy in 1996, I realized that I would make sure that I would never let nobody or no organization occupy my time. Hold on 1 second. Let me take a break. I got to take this phone call.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for
guys, I'm back. My whole mood just changed for the simple fact of I just got a phone call from my attorney in reference to my child custody drama that I'm going through. And it's amazing to me how I got to keep fighting to be a father. To the reason of today's topic of this is how when you know your value. When you know your value, you can't let nobody else dictate your value. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. No person, no lawyer, no judge, nobody can tell you your value. So my whole conversation today just shifted a little bit because this lets me know that I'm doing right by choosing my value and sticking to my value. The clip that I played, clip was a 6-minute long clip, but it was a very important clip because it has some good points in it. Let's go over some of the points that was in that clip. First off, the clip was, they talked about an example of a father sending a son out to see the price for a family heirloom, a watch. So he took the watch to a pawn shop. And the pawn shop said, oh, we'll give you a few $100 for it. I don't know the exact amount, but just you get what I'm saying. Say we're going to give you a few $100 for the watch. Then the father told the son, well, take the watch over to this other location and see how much money you can get for it. Take it to another location. They offered him another price. So then he ended up taking the watch to a museum. And the museum was like, oh, my God, this is a valuable antique. We'll give you $300,000 for the watch. So imagine if they would have went on with the first person, with the first person, oh, this watch is only worth $200, and you took the $200. Because that's what most people do, because they get desperate and they don't know their true value. Or you know your value, you stick to your value, and then you cash out at $300,000. This conversation today is very personal to me because we've had a situation here at Yiser that right now I have a worth of what Yiser's about. I have a worth and a value of what my time is at Yiser. I also have a value of every person who's on the Yiser team. And what I'm finding out is that sometimes I have more worth in them or value in them than they have in themselves. And I'm starting to learn that sometimes you're going to have some people that's on your team, no matter how much you invest your time, energy, money, knowledge, to educate them, to help them figure out what their worth is, a lot of times they will refuse to give themselves more value than what they accept or what they look at themselves as. And that's very hurtful. It hurts when you look at a person and you look at their value more than the value they see in themselves when they look into the mirror. And I'm starting to learn it's detrimental to me to continue to work with people who don't see their value. If you come to me and we have a conversation, you know your value from day one, I'm not going to throw you to the side and cast you out or whatever, but I'm going to work with you and I'm going to continue to help you to realize what your value is. But then after a while, if you still want to undervalue yourself, but you want to pull me down to treat you that way, I'm not going to do that. So the best thing for me to do in a situation like that is just pretty much remove myself from your life. And you guys need to do the same. I ask people sometimes, well, let's talk about money for a second. I ask you, how much is an hour of your time worth? I ask them, how much is an hour of your time worth? And most people go, I don't know. Most people say, I don't know. But most people, especially in the job market, they work. They work, and they accept the hourly wage, but they're unhappy and miserable the whole time. But then they complain about their company and say, they will complain about how much you get paid an hour, but they'll go to work every single day, every single day. Why? Because they don't understand their worth. Like with me personally, I need $100 an hour. I need $100 an hour. Period, point blank. So, because I know that, there's a lot of times that I turn down a lot of so-called situations come my way where I negotiate, but look, you want me to do some work for you or something for you? I'm going to need $100 an hour, minimum. But I have to tell people this. You don't start there at $100 an hour. I'm 20 plus years in on my career. So I've worked my way up. There was a time that I would do what I did for $12 an hour. It went from 12 to 20 or 18, from 25 to 30, to 35 to 40. And actually, my price is going up. By the end of this year, I'm going to go from $100 an hour to $150 an hour. But then I have to think about my company. As a company, as Geyser, as Digital Guard, we need $1,000 an hour. That's the value of the company. And then you're going to run across people like, what? $100 an hour? What? $1,000 an hour? You're not worth that. I'm not paying that. Okay, well, you're not the customer. Okay, you're just not my client. See, people look at you as being arrogant or being an asshole when you're sure about what your value is. When you 100% know what your worth is, people who don't know their worth or their value, they're the ones that put on you the tag of being an asshole or being a jerk. You got to brush that stuff off. You have to brush that stuff off. You know how many times people tell me all the time, Dwayne, you're an asshole? Or Dwayne, you're a dickhead? And I said, I know. Tell me something else I don't know. And I keep it moving. But I'm likable and I'm lovable. And I always put other people first. That's another thing that people are going to say to you too. When you know your worth, people are going to come to you and say that you're selfish. You're supposed to be selfish. How can I help somebody else out if I don't take care of myself first? If I'm struggling, I can't save the world until I figure out a way for me not to struggle. If I'm hungry, I can't feed somebody else until I figure out a way how to feed myself. See, people got this thing twisted. People go through life struggling and worrying about what somebody else is going to think of them, and oh, they're going to talk bad about me, or they're going to give me they're going to say things about me behind my back. Oh, what they going to think? I tell people all the time, once you graduate from the chlamydia, you don't listen to the peanut gallery. See, you will be successful. You're going to sleep better at night. You're going to accomplish goals that you set for yourself. Because you cannot be successful worrying about what everybody else is going to think of you. Think about the late, great Muhammad Ali, okay? Think about the late, great Muhammad Ali. When Muhammad Ali was going to be the champion, heavyweight champion in the world, he wasn't going, I'm the best, I'm the goodest, if goodest is a word, I'm the goodest, I'm the best, I'm the most average. Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. That's what Muhammad Ali said before he even was the champ. He said, I'm the greatest. Then once he realized he was the greatest, he said, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. That's why I don't give a damn what people got to say about me, if it's for the benefit of myself, my family, and my culture. You make a hard, hard decision once you know your wealth and you stick to it, because you're always going to deal with people who, going back to the first clip, have small thinking, have small mind. You got people in your corner, on your team, that's small thinkers. They will work hard. Trust me. I just went through this. They will work hard to make you think small like them, because they are afraid to go out their comfort zone to think and look at the bigger picture. So I'm telling you, somebody's out there listening to me right now. You're going through this right now. You probably got a best friend. You probably have a mate. You might have a parent. You might have a sibling. You might have a business partner right now that's trying to take your big vision, your big thoughts, level of value that you've chosen, your wealth that you've chosen for yourself, and they're trying to bring you down to their level. Don't do it. It's going to be the biggest mistake, and you're going to regret it. Trust me. You become the greatest of all time, like Muhammad Ali, is when you set in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, your soul, you have decided to go for upper mobility, put love first, reach your goals to help other people, and stay focused. That's how you reach greatness. Oh, it's hard. Oh, and it's lonely. It's hard, and it's a lonely, lonely world. Road, I mean. But when you can help other people, oh, my God, that's one of the greatest gifts in the world. When you're doing something out of love, you're not just doing it for the money. Oh, that's the biggest gratitude and the biggest reward ever. That's why I love it here at Yizer, because I love seeing everybody that comes into Yizer doing their radio shows and their TV shows, whatever. And I'm just so happy because I've been working on Yizer since, 96, too. And now we're in a position to give back to other people to help their media dreams come true, to help them reach their goals. I love it. But I also have a list of people where the ones who just didn't make it, the ones who just didn't get it, my heart goes out to them too. Everybody that comes across Yizer, I love them and I care for them like family. But I'm strong and I'm hard on them though, because it's not easy being great. It's not easy making it to greatness. You got to have thick skin, because everybody's going to talk about you. You're not going to be able to make everybody happy. You guys, I'm going to take a break. Be back in a second. Today we're talking about your self-worth. Once you choose your self-worth, you got to stick to it. I'll be back in a second. This morning.
Our dream alive is making it out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
We ain't the feds. What does that mean? Ain't taking no prisoners. Come to the pad, what is it we have? Them buildings is his and hers. You feeling what up? If you just like us, you know ain't no prison hurt. We train them to go, you think this ain't slow? You get your feelings hurt. You must have forgot, before all of this, how we ever deal with dirt. We changed for a lot, but for a lot, we put in quicker work. You met a real dude, you wasn't real too, the reason it didn't work. Had you kept it 100 with us, you would be over where we were. Now you trapped in the streets the rest of the life while we in the cinema. You got a red jacket, we got a black buffer, feels better than killing ya.
They asked me why I left you alive to put you in a hearse. I told them it's cause I'm a Muslim and stunned right in front of them, hurts even worse. Went out like a bra, turn in your car, I should carry your purse. I had the same choice, but I'd rather die than put on a skirt. You government witness, I witnessed the government put you to work. You wearing a wire, I wearing a powder, I bit on a shirt.
Our dream alive, let's make it eat out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Me and the homies been to the pen, we swear we ain't going back. But we ain't doing no tellers, we'll let you fill in the blank for that. The feds is listening in for me, they know this ain't a rap. As long as they killing like this in my city, they give me the right to carry a strap. So what, I'm a felon, I can't protect family, I ain't going for that. I'ma protect them, whoever don't like it, I even got some for that. I know the truth, so keep it moving, what is the meaning for that? Come over here, tryna be bullied, we in the bullying back. Graduated the streets with honors, die for giving them back. What does that mean? You see me dead, then see the feds making me crack. As a matter of fact, the homies I got, the type that'll kill you for that. That's why we retract, to show you our back, save us from having you whack. Legitimate millions, headed to billions, we would be ignorant for that. Instead of regret, build a close-knit circle and keep it intact. We trace you back to your roots for proof you could be a rat. Though me and my dogs is out of the streets, you still ain't our type of cat.
Our dream alive, let's make it eat out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
Last when I leave, we send you away, you really was still enough. The secret to getting some millions with us is keeping it real with us. You faking and thinking ain't showing food, you know the difference is. We know how I feel, to be in their jail, facing like sinister. Cause we refuse to watch them starve, they call us ministers. Our justice is done in the street, cause it won't be known when they sinister. Matter of fact, when they sinister, have every intention of ending us. So my intention is hold the proceedings before I ever get in the cuff. Cause they'll kill you out in the cuff. Lying say he wasn't giving up. Their definition of giving up is let them do all they want to us. No matter how peaceful, it's not enough. The last one was peaceful, shot him up. So why even try? I might as well shoot. Cause he gon' lie, say that I had a gun. So what is the difference of having one? Well, you still gon' kill me for having none. I might as well have it and play it by ear, in case you the type that I pull it on. Cause if you the type that I pull it on, I care less about the uniform. It's easy to leave me the way that you need me, and neither one of us is going home.
Our dream alive, let's make it eat out the street line. We passing through this life like it's a green line. Before we go to war, we get our cash right. We pray and live our life like it's our last night.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's the man Dwayne Abner. You listen to Moving Forward here on YaiserRadio.com. It's Tuesday morning. Oh, my God, man. I'm having a rough morning, you guys. I hate to say, man. I have these conversations with you guys because I share my life on this airways of Yaiser Radio. And then I continue to get tested. And one reason, I'm going to tell you guys also about, once you find your wealth, you're going to have to guard it too, because once people know that you're focused and you have, and you know your wealth and your value, they're always going to be coming for you. They're always going to be coming for you. And it's going to be the ones And it's going to be some of the people that you bring close into your life. A lot of times it's going to be a person that's your mate, or a person that you get into your intimate spaces of your life. Those are the people that's going to come for you. The ones that are close to you are going to be the ones that's going to challenge you when you choose and know yourself wealth. You know? Now, getting into today's topic, there was a person that I saw a lot of value in and was very interested in watching them win. And it seemed like the more and more that I pushed and supported this person, the more and more the fear of their own success kicked in, and they would do everything they can to push back or reject their growth. I'm telling you guys, a lot of people out there stop their growth just because of fear. They are afraid of success, and they would do everything they can to sabotage their success. But then they'll turn around and look for you to participate in their self-loathing. You can't do that. That's a disservice to that person, and that's a disservice to yourself. It's really a disservice to yourself if you're a person who knows your value and you know your worth. And there's nothing wrong. Listen to me, you guys. There is nothing wrong with making sure that everybody that's in your inner circle has chosen their self-wealth just like you. It's actually good to deal with people who believe and have a self-wealth higher than yours, because that will motivate you to keep it moving. But if you're dealing with a bunch of people that are stagnant and they stuck and they refuse to find their self-wealth, or they choose to give themselves a low value, they're going to weigh you down. And then when you make that decision, like, look, I have to move forward. You can move forward also, but I'm not moving backwards. And when you do that, they will actually get offended. They will actually call you all kind of names. They will find everything in their power to talk down to you. But you have to let that stuff roll off your back. Because trust me, at some point, they're going to have that crossroads in their life. And they're going to sit back and go like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now I get it. Now I get it. You guys can only imagine how many people I have in my life that years later they come like, man, thank you so much for all the motivation that you gave me. I didn't understand it or get it at the time, but now I do, and I want to thank you. I get that all the time because, trust me, once you know your wealth and your value, you spread that to other people and don't look for nothing in return. You just do it. You just freaking do it. You guys know how often I'm by myself. I'm by myself because I have to go and be the opposite of what the crowd is doing. A lot of times, if you're a person that's chasing after the crowd of people, you're not a leader. If you're a person who got to get validation from your peers, you don't know your value, self-worth. If you're a person that's dictated by the person that you're dating, lets you know if you feel good or you feel successful, you don't know your self-worth. See, I get into that problem too a lot when it comes to dating. I am a person, I experienced a very, very nasty marriage. Okay? I was in a very, very nasty marriage. And I told myself, just like I told myself when I got the military. When I got the military, I said I would never work that hard again for a check. When I got out that marriage, I said I would never, ever in my life, ever attach myself emotionally to a person that took me through the hell that I went through from my ex-wife. I would never let somebody else dictate my value emotionally. And I said I would never, ever allow myself to be dependent on a woman to make sure that I'm emotionally happy. That's my job. That's my responsibility. If I'm dating a woman and she becomes an emotional issue for me, she's becoming toxic in my life, I have to remove that woman from my life. I would never go through that again. And you guys have to do the same thing. You guys out there, are you really looking for a person to spend your emotional life with, that you want to share your emotions with? First thing you need to do is don't look for them to be responsible for your emotional feelings. Don't put your emotional feelings on somebody else to be responsible, because they're never going to do that. People who get that, if you've been out there and had your heart broke, the reason why people get their heart broke is because they look for another person to respect their emotional feelings like you respect them. You can't do that. You have to be responsible for your own emotional feelings. Guys, I go through this all the time. And I tell a person, I tell a woman, I'm going to care about you. I'm going to respect you. But don't make me responsible for your emotions. And I'm not going to look for you to be responsible for my emotions. Because once you do that, that's when you become bitter. That's when you get hurt. Think about that for a second. You care for a person, but you care for somebody enough to make yourself vulnerable for them to hurt you. That's not what love's supposed to be about. Love's supposed to be unconditional. In other words, I'm going to love you unconditional. I don't care if you do fucked up shit. But that's your life that you're doing fucked up shit. But I'm not going to let your fucked up ways interfere with me, my emotions. Once people start realizing that when it comes to emotions, when you know your emotional wealth, that's when your relationships change. That's how you end up becoming married for 20, 30 years. But it took me years and years to learn this. 40 plus years to understand this. Several ex-girlfriends to understand this. It took me a divorce to understand this. So, I would never have a woman come to me and go, oh, Dwayne, you hurt me. Oh, Dwayne, you hurt me. How I hurt you if I'm telling you don't make me 100% responsible for your emotional feelings? Because all I can do is respect your emotional feelings. But that is a suicide mission for any man to tell a woman that, yes, I'm going to be 100% responsible for your emotional feelings. Because it's virtually impossible. And it's virtually impossible for a woman to tell a man the same thing. I know some people are like, Dwayne, you're talking crazy. No, I'm talking real. I'm telling the truth that people don't want to realize it. People get to the point where they have to tell somebody, yeah, I want to be responsible for your emotional feelings. Then next thing you know, they're claiming ownership of that person. People start treating their mate like they're their property. Oh, you're not allowed to talk to other women. Or you're not allowed to talk to other men. Just because you see somebody talk to somebody from the opposite sex don't necessarily mean that they're attracted to them or sleeping with them or want to be with them. But when people start taking on 100% responsible for somebody else's emotions, then you start claiming ownership. And then you want to control and put somebody in a box, just like the clip I played. Don't let nobody put you in a box. Don't let anyone put you in a box. Once you do that, you might as well say that's your emotional funeral. You just put yourself in an emotional casket. That clip was so powerful. Once you know your worth, you know your value, you set it, and you stick to your guns. You stick to your guns. people right now that are probably saying some of the meanest, worst things about me right now. And I'm such a caring person. And I want to do for somebody to help people out. But I'm not helping nobody, nothing's going to devalue the wealth that I put on myself, though. I'm not going to lower myself to help another person out. You can't do that.
Not that I don't want you here, yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away, palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the pictures on replay. Not that I don't.